transmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this
compared to my fastball, so I wasn't really getting a ton of velo difference. It didn't have quite as much depth as it does now. That was something that I actually learned from one of my teammates in Stockton last year. His name's James.
Garland's pitch. Drop down and away. One ball and one strike. Jake Garland's stuff. Two-seam fastball, a one-seam sinker. One ball and two strikes.
It's a big momentum that the Lugnuts able to get after getting out of that top of the first inning. No runs after letting the first two on. Great defense, but they got to take advantage, try and get some early runs against these Loons.
Cop offers. Butt off foul to the right side. The Lugnuts have had their look against Ronan Kopp this year, Adam, and it's easier said than done to take advantage of the big lefty. It's all about, does he command it? Head of the air, center field. Jake Vogel to his right, out of the shadow of the video board to put it away. Out number two. Just checked out Ronan Kopp's swinging. To the top of the second inning from Lansing. Lugnuts and Loons, no score. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's the pitch. Out of swing and a miss. Strike one. Jake Garland delivering to Kenneth Bettencourt. It's Bettencourt, Newell, and Rodriguez. A swing and a foul. It's hit air to the mid of the catcher, Susak. And there's strike two. Kenneth Bettencourt, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Quick time granted. Jake Garland, ready to work. Lets it fly. Up high and away. One ball and two strikes. Boy, in the top of the first inning, things were looking very promising for Great Lakes' offense. A 1-2 is on its way. That smacked into right field for a base hit. A couple of skips to Colby Thomas, who plays it in. And it's a leadoff single for Bettencourt. In the first inning, was the leadoff single for Taylor Young. And you don't want to say, follow this formula. But though Young reached third base, he was stranded there by Garland. Chris Newell digs in from the left side. Newell yesterday, a couple of doubles. The pitch. Garland misses off the outside corner. Ball one. Big key, though, when you allow hits to these Loons, because they tend to get their hits, you keep them to singles. You can do something. No score. Righty offers. A ground ball rolled to second. Josh Wainwright plays to Anales. One. Throws to first. It's two. 4-6-3, a double play for the second consecutive inning. And wipe out the Bettencourt single. Frank Rodriguez steps in next.
That's big time right there for the Lansing Lugnuts. They lead the league, 76 double plays now. You said it, one in each frame, and now the bases are clear and Garland in complete control.
Righty, righty. Nothing to nothing, top of the second. Garland offers. Slides it outside. In the first inning, the double play was unusual. The old 1-3 double play, with the final out getting recorded between second and third. This slider also misses down and away. Two balls, no strikes. 4-6-3, Adam. Much more common.
Yeah. 4-6-3 equals 2. I've heard that one before.
Swinging a foul tip into the mid of Susak. Two balls, one strike for Rodriguez.
Friendly counts.
Time call. That last pitch, that did not miss by very much. Rodriguez holds on Perez at first base. Kopp buys him. Second glance.
Hello there. As we bring you back, it's the top of the third at Jackson Field, home of the Lansing Lugnuts. Tonight hosting the Great Lakes Loons. Game 3 of 6 this week. No score after 2. Here comes Jake Garland against Max Hewitt. Righty on lefty, the 8 batter. The pitch. Garland floats it in across the plate. Strike 1. Jake Fogle and Taylor Young will follow. 2 hits so far for the Loons. None for the Nuts. The pitch. Reached on, over towards second on the ground, scooped up by Wright, slides to his left, throws to Bautista, 1 down. Well, there hasn't been a perfect half inning yet for Jake Garland, but he's done a nice job maneuvering around Loons on the base paths. Walking a base hit to open the game, but then he got a double play and a ground out. Pitch home to Jake Fogle. A little bit outside, ball 1 with the fastball. No score, top 3 at Jackson Field Baseball. Great weather tonight for a game. Here's a 2-2 pitch. On the ground, bounced over towards short, and that's going to slide past Angeles into center field. A couple of balls have been bouncing towards Angeles. One was hit very, very weakly, and he couldn't get to it in time as Vogel reached. And this one was bounced right in between Angeles and Wright. 2 infield hits. And the first 2 have reached once again for the Loons as they did in that first inning. So Taylor Young, our spotlight hitter tonight, now 2 for 2 with 2 singles. And the Loons trying to get the first run of the game. Here's Dalton Rushing. Good guy for the Loons to have up with runners on. Throw back to second. Angeles the tag down on Vogel. He's in safely. Dalton Rushing smashed a home run to center field yesterday. Also smashed a double off the right center field 20-foot wall. It was about 15 feet high. Nearly got out of here as well. First pitch home. On the ground, a second could be 2. Scooped up by Wright. Flips to Angeles. Back to first. You bet it's another double play. And that will get us through the third. A double play in the first. A double play in the second. A double play in the third. 75, 76, and 77 now on the year to lead the Midwest League for the Lugnuts defense. Bottom 3 is next. No score at Jackson Field. So much shuffling within the A's system over the All-Star break. And still guys breaking in their first couple of weeks here with the Nuts. Colby Thomas, TJ Schofield, Sam, among a couple of members. Here's Clark Elliott. Welcome back to Clark. Pitch home. Breaking ball stays up high. Ball 1. Played in that Loon series, but then, West Michigan series. And missed the last game and hadn't played the first couple of games. Back in the lineup tonight from the left side of the plate. 1-0 pitch. Down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Elliott batting 176, 14 driven in this year. He's got the black Adidas on his feet. Bright pink batting gloves. 2-0 pitch. On the outside corner, bottom of the zone, strike 1. Cop this year, a little bit better against the lefties, batting 194 against them rather than righties, hitting just 200. He has been exceptional. 2-1 pitch. Sprayed up, foul out of play, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Take a look at Cop's numbers. The ERA sits just up over 3, through 17 starts. Only allowed 3 home runs, 17 earned runs, 72 strikeouts, 35 walks. You could push that number to 75 and 37 with his 3 strikeouts and 2 walks so far tonight. No score, bottom 3, 1 out, bases clear for the Nuts. Break-even pitch coming from Ronan Kopp. Here it is. Whacked out high in the air to shallow center field. Young goes back at shortstop. And he calls off his teammates, comes back into his right, and is the weak infield contact that has got the Loons their 3rd straight hit. It was an infield off the end of the bat single from Jake Fogle that just got past the mound to Angeles in the 3rd. And then the same thing from Young that just snuck between Angeles and Wright, slowly hopped in the 3rd as well. And that ball from Diaz. Here's Betancourt. Instead, a throw back to first, and Diaz is in safely. No score. We're in the top of the fourth in Jackson Field. Kenneth Betancourt. And he circles and makes the catch. This should score the run. Diaz coming in. Both runners tag up. Up to third goes Betancourt. And the Loons have their first run of the game. Sack fly for Chris Newell to make it 1-0. So now with one out, Frank Rodriguez coming to the plate. Lugnuts will go back to that traditional defense in the infield now, playing him to pull. Foul territory, though, and headed towards the seats, left field side. And it bounds down into the chair backs.